two very special guests in the studios this morning. It's now 9:11. Please welcome from the 360 Journalism Program, Executive Director Chad Carruthers. And also a part of this program was Blessing Casa Goma. I think I got it right. Did I get it right? Okay.
Yes. Yay.
2 points for me. She was a part of the 360 program, the broadcast edition of the program called TV Broadcast Camp. Sounds like a fun time. Welcome both of you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's start with you, Chad, and just tell us a little bit about 360 Journalism. What is it all about?
Yeah, so 360 Journalism is a program, an outreach program of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of St. Thomas. We work with high school students, and we're all about voice. We're all about students recognizing their voice, learning and sharing their stories, and once they've accomplished that with their own stories, then we move on to multimedia opportunities to share other people's stories in the community and beyond.
So is it for seniors only or just 9 through 12?
No, it's 9 through 12. You know, and the sweet spot really is if students get engaged with us before their sophomore or junior years in high school, then we can have them for a couple years. Mm-hmm. They can go through any number of camps, like the Advanced TV Broadcast Camp that Blessing just finished.
Mm-hmm. So you do TV and radio?
Yeah, we do College Essay Boot Camp, which is what it sounds. It's doing college essays in 1 week, and we do print reporting is the next step, and then we do TV and radio. Mm-hmm. We also did a podcast camp this summer, our first ever, taught by a professor at St. Thomas. So, yeah, we've grown a lot in the last few years, both in terms of the number of students, but also in the programs that we offer.
You've been around for quite a while, though, for people who've never heard about the program.
Yeah.
It's been around, what, 50 years?
It's been 20 years at the University of St. Thomas, about 15 under the 360 Journalism label, and overall about 50 years. Like you say, it started out as a chapter of the Urban Journalism Workshop, which was an initiative that's ongoing in various forms, but to diversify media and newsrooms. And out of all that, 360 has turned into a program that serves up to about 200 participants per year. Like I said, we're at the University of St. Thomas. We work really hard on the college readiness and college success aspects. We put a lot of kids into St. Thomas, Doherty Family College, and, of course, many other universities around the country.
I love that you get them while they're young and just kind of filling out what they want to do. And you usually kind of know if you have an interest in broadcast in some kind of way. I wish it was around when I was in high school. That's for sure. It sounds like an amazing program. Just briefly, Chad, how do the students become a part of it? Do they have to sign up? Do you is it recommended by the teachers, or how does that work?
All of the above. So we try to be very mindful about having relationships with teachers and administrators in schools so they can direct students who they either know have the interest or the aptitude or the creativity, whatever it may be, to succeed in our program. And we also do some direct outreach on our own going to schools. A big part of how we get our students is word of mouth. So a student like Blessing, for example, will tell her peers that she was in this great summer journalism camp. You ought to check it out. And lo and behold, the next summer, hey, I know Blessing, and here I am.
It's like, I say what I want to say.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So, Blessing, let's talk about the experience that you had. First off, you are a previous student of Patrick Henry High School.
Yes.
Representing Patrick Henry. On your way to Augsburg now. Do you plan to study communications, broadcast?
Yeah, communication studies.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the program, the TV Broadcast Camp. What was that like?
Yeah, TV Broadcast Camp, for me, it was a very new experience because I wanted to expand my journalism skills. So I decided to join the camp, and it was, you know, it was very challenging, but at the same time, we learned so many things about, you know, editing, how to write up packages, and also how, you know, to talk on the mic and everything, and also interviewing, and we also had professional journalists, you know, from all over, from Care 11, from Fox 9, you know, they helped us write our packages, they helped us edit our videos. So it was a very hands-on experience, very professional. Yes.
Did you have an idea that you wanted to kind of be in broadcast previous to finding out about this program?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Wow.
Actually, no. For me, journalism, the whole experience, it started last year. I interned at North News as a student reporter.
Okay.
And my editor told me about 360 Journalism. She said I should join for 2 weeks. And that's how I joined the first camp, which was Essay Boot Camp. Yes. And then the second one, which was News Reporter Academy, and that's why I started realizing, oh, you know, journalism, it's really a good thing. And I've always, you know, loved writing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started in print, and now I decided to kind of expand my journalism skills and learn more about, you know, broadcasting and all that.
Mm-hmm. So, Chad, the students that are part of this program, they actually do real pieces on as a part of the program. You come out with a print piece, a video piece.
So in the TV broadcast camp specifically, that's actually sponsored by Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And each student, there were 9 students in the program, I should say. We had 8 stories come out of that TV broadcast camp, mm-hmm. all focused on culturally relevant ways to mm-hmm. engage in physical activity. So 360 is all about working with marginalized communities. We have a very diverse student body, and the stories that we do in our TV broadcast camp reflect that. They all center around health equity.
Mm-hmm.
As Blessing was mentioning, we're really lucky to have high engagement from all the TV mm-hmm. stations in the mm-hmm. Twin Cities, which makes a huge difference. This is
right.
our 3rd year of the camp. It's the 3rd year the Blue Cross has supported it. Mm-hmm. And, in year 3, now we have all the TV stations engaged, and the University of St. Thomas, the University of Minnesota. We have these terrific professionals that support our students, and what you see in the end is polished 2-minute video packages on these various topics.
That's amazing. So, Blessing, you did 2 pieces. January 2019, 360 Magazine reported story called KMOJ Integrates Experience Expertise into Truth and Transformation. Transformation. Tell us, what was that all about?
Yes. So, my piece was about KMOJ. It was about, you know, KMOJ giving a voice to the community, giving a voice to the African-American community. And I also talked about, I also wrote about, you know, KMOJ also, you know, being involved in the truth and transformation by trying to diversify the media and newsrooms, mm-hmm. Especially radio here.
Absolutely. And then your other piece, World-Renowned Hoop Dancers Add Modern Twists. This is a 2-minute video that you created in July of this year.
Yes.
Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so my package was about the hoop dancers. They're Native American dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about how they incorporate dancing and also health and spirituality, and also how they're passing on the tradition and, you know, helping younger kids mm-hmm. how to hoop dance.
Yeah.
It was a fun piece.
Yeah, I saw a hoop dancers this year at the For the Love event in St. Paul recently.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They turned 2 rings into like 7.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa, it's really something to see. Chad, you guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Any final thoughts about the 360 Journalism Program? How can people be part of this?
Yeah, so our website, 360.stthomas.edu. You can learn more about becoming part of the program. You can see all kinds of students' work, including Blessing's print pieces, the videos she just completed, all the videos from our TV broadcast camp. We'll have our radio camp stories up this week, we hope. It's a great great program for any student that wants to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Really work hard to create the next leaders, thinkers, and communicators for this community.
For sure. Blessing, any final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts, I would really encourage high school students to join 360 Journalism. You know, even if you don't think journalism is mm-hmm. the thing for you, you might just discover, you know, what's right for you, because journalism is very versatile. So,
mm-hmm. That's good. Well, congratulations. Good luck at Augsburg.
Thank you.
And on your journey. And you'll have to come back and see us and tell us how everything goes.
Definitely.
For sure. Thank you both.
Thanks, Chantal.
Thank you.
It's 9:20. Up next, music from Beyonce, Gallant, and Lucky, plus your chance to win boxing match event tickets at the Armory Saturday, August 31st. Keep it locked to 89.9 KMOJ.
You're listening.